The following is a series of excerpts, scenes, original songs and stuff, culled from the recent radio appearances with Rudy Valley of One Groucho the Marx. These are dubbings taken directly from records of several broadcasts with Valley. The audience reactions, the laughter and such, are therefore genuine and came off just as you hear them. Naturally, we have not bothered to record the things that didn't quite come off. You will first meet the great Australian medico, Dr. Groucho Marx, N.G., who arrives in the pouch of a kangaroo, after which the following takes place.
Oh, but I'm so lovesick.
Lovesick? You've come to the right man. You're talking to Dr. Groucho Marx, Australian medico.
Doctor? Well, I'll bet you're nothing but a quack.
A what?
Quack, quack, quack.
Are you going to stick around, or do you fly south for the winter? And in the future, cut out the wise quack.
Rudy, I don't trust this man.
You don't? Well, don't worry, Miss Overdose. Remember, I'm a doctor, too. In fact, I'm a surgeon.
You mean you operate?
Yes, I take out anything and everything.
Valley, I've noticed that lately.
Just a minute, Mark. I demand to see your critical medical credentials.
I think you better let it go this way. After all, it's Sunday, and of course, my card.
Let me see it. Dr. Groucho Marx, N.G.
N.G., don't you mean M.D.?
No, N.G., natural genius. It ought to be more truthful, never graduated. Let's tell them, interns. I'm Dr. Groucho Marx, N.G.
N.G.
When you are ill, just send for me.
N.G.
If you've appendicitis, I'll treat you for St. Vitus. I don't show any partiality. You get the self-same antitoxin if you're human or a dachshund. Oh, I'm Dr. Groucho Marx.
He's Dr. Groucho Marx.
I'm Dr. Groucho Marx, N.G. When I was doing my training, with ambition I was burning, always yearning to be learning scientific knowledge. So if you find me ill at ease, don't think I lack abilities. We didn't have facilities at Correspondence College.
Inventions and abilities of Correspondence College.
I learned to operate by mail. For young doctors I recommend it. So if your throat should ail, just tear off a tonsil and send it. Send it in to me for a reasonably accurate facsimile.
Don't send it, he'll send it.
Send your tonsil to Australia with whatever else might ail you. And I promise I will mail you someone else's adenoid. I realize it's bad of me, but please don't get too mad at me. You see, I flunked anatomy at Correspondence College.
He got his college treasure, but he could have done much better if he'd gotten that treasure from the Correspondence College.
My practice lies over the ocean. My practice lies over the ocean. But my patients lie under a stone.
He's Dr. Marx, the great.
I'm great, but they won't let me operate.
Just wait.
To surgery I butt in, but they won't let me cut in. Thanksgiving is the only time I come. So in spite of all my urging, I am still a virgin, virgin. Oh, I'm Dr. Groucho Marx.
He's Dr. Groucho Marx. He's Dr. Groucho Marx.
He's my diploma.
He's Dr. Groucho Marx. N.G.
Just call me Sawbones.
Dr. Groucho Marx. N.G.
In order to demonstrate what might and should take place in the event that the master of ceremonies decides to make love to the girl singer, here is a cameo scene which shows how Groucho Marx handles the situation.
Loreen, darling, will you come in here a minute, please?
Rudy, who was that strange man who just ran out of the office?
That's our new efficiency man. But what makes you think he's strange?
Well, He bumped into me in the hall, plucked me under the chin, kissed me on the cheek, patted me on the shoulder, and said, I'll see you at the Palladium at 8 and bring along a friend for Harpo. He did.
What's a Harpo? Darling, that's G. Thorndike Marks. He's a great author. We're printing a million copies of his latest book, The Love Life of a Polyp.
A million copies? But, darling, if you put all your money into this book and it fails, we won't be able to get married.
Yes, we will, my dear. Doreen, dear, I love you. You're so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You're beautiful, too, Rudy. Ah, young love, it's glorious. It's divine. It's sweet. I'll go even further. It's sickening. Just picture a little cottage by the side of a hill with rambling roses and a waterfall. Oh, to be in Albuquerque now that the blanket season is here.
When Groucho Marx, as his delightful self, once arrived to pay a visit to his friend Rudy Valley at Rudy's Lakeshore Lodge, his was no usual arrival. Groucho can always be expected to do the unexpected. Nothing that Groucho does is usual. Instead of taking the train or bus this time, Groucho arrived in a canoe paddled by an Indian guide, and we meet him now as he is discussing the payment of his fare with a rapidly vanishing American.
Oh,
brilliant vocabulary. What's your name?
Ugg.
Is that Ugg Junior or Senior? How much do I owe you, Ugg?
One string beads, one bottle of whiskey.
A string of beads and a bottle of whiskey? Why, they bought Manhattan for that. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a shot of vermouth and a bottle of whiskey, and you can make your own Manhattan.
Groucho,
I didn't think the kids would understand that.
Groucho, I'm so glad you finally arrived here. Where have you been?
I'd have been here sooner, Rudy, but my Indian guide had a bad cold. You see, his wife walks in her sleep.
Why should that give him a cold?
Well, when an Indian girl walks in her sleep, she takes the blanket with her. But let's stop quibbling, Valley. I'm up here for my stomach. Have you seen it anywheres around?
Oh, boy, what guess you get up here, Rudy? This guy's so wacky, he makes Billy Burke sound like a quiz kid.
Joan, what really seems to be the trouble with you, Groucho?
Everything. My heart's bad, my nerves are bad, my stomach is bad. Hey, who is this beautiful girl?
Beautiful? Gee, what makes you say that?
My eyes are bad, too.
Groucho, another crack like that, and I'll get an eraser.
An eraser?
Yeah, I'll rub out marks.
I'm afraid they're going to keep that in.
Please remember that Mr. Marks is not well. But don't worry, Groucho. A vigorous, rigorous routine of exercise will bring you back to health in no time.
Exercise? But, Rudy, I came up here to rest.
Nonsense. Now, as soon as you get unpacked, put in your hiking shoes, and we'll climb that mountain.
No mountain climbing for me, Rudy. I can't stand high altitude. Why, my ears pop when I stand on a thick carpet. You see, I came here for a rest. Just let me sit on the front porch with a guitar and a dog. Just any little dog, as long as he can play the guitar.
See, I know what'll fix him up, a 5-mile swim in the cold lake.
Please, Joan, just let me rest. Besides, I'm afraid of water. I don't dare take a bath without a firm grip on my floating soap. You see, my doctor ordered quiet.
You're getting me. Say, I took first aid. You know,
I'll get you on the next page.
Say, I took first aid. I can nurse you back to health. Just tell me your symptoms. And don't say symptoms, I'm happy, symptoms, I'm blue. Because I couldn't stand that.
Don't try to blame that on me. Neither could I, but... Well, you see, first my left tonsil bothered me, so I had that out. Then my right tonsil kicked up, so I had that out.
Well, how about a nurse?
I had that out, too. That was much more fun than the tonsil.
Within the same show, Joan Davis and Rudy Valley were busy trying to arrange a date for Groucho with a certain military-minded screwball known as Mrs. Akak Ackerman. And the following scene is part of what took place.
See, Groucho Marx is our weekend guest, and we thought you might like to have a date with him.
A date? With a man? Is he a military man?
Is he a military man? Why, he's been in the thick of hundreds of battles.
Wonderful. And did he make advances?
What do you think started the battle?
Ah, a real soldier. I'd love to go out with him.
Well, I'll call him. Hey, Groucho, come on over here. We're over here next door.
No, just let me sit on the front porch with a guitar and a duck. I'll find some animal who can play the guitar.
Groucho, come on over. I'll give you first aid.
Am I late?
Oh, who goes there? Pen the pole.
Let me get a good look at you.
There.
Oh, goodbye.
Groucho, come inside and let's talk this over.
He can't come into my house without the password.
Groucho, the password is poached egg. You had to open your big mouth. Well, now that I'm here, Ackerman, step outside and see if you know the password.
All right.
What's the password?
Poached egg.
Sorry, I changed an omelet. Well, I got rid of her in a hurry. A little slow in the queue.
Oh, you can't get rid of me that easy. I'll made you my military objective for tonight.
Hey, wait a minute. That's my boyfriend, Rudy Valley, you're talking to.
Oh, sorry, dear. I'm so excited. You see, I don't even know my date.
Well, roughly, I'd say it was around 1812. Oh, you mean for tonight. Why, here he is, Groucho Marx.
Oh, goody, goody, goody. I'll run up and get dressed in my new uniform. And I won't bring my gun along. Then if you try to kiss me, Mr. Marx, there's no chance of your getting shot.
Bring it along. If I try to kiss you, I deserve to get shot.
Oh, this is wonderful. Why, Mr. Marks. Mr. Marks, you're still puffing from that last dance we had together. Haven't you ever been to a barn dance before?
Yes, but this is the first time I ever danced with a barn itself.
You're such an exciting creature. Have you ever had any military experiences? Did you ever shoot a machine gun?
Did I ever shoot a machine gun? Sounds more like a goop. Looks like the enemy's pretty safe. Once I wiped out a nest single-handed.
Machine gun?
No, hummingbird.
Oh, Mr. Mark, I think you're pulling my leg.
That's a WPA job. I'm up there for a rest.
Oh, now, you're just being modest. I'll bet you've had hundreds of real military experiences.
Well, now that you mention it, I must admit there's nothing I enjoy better than a good engagement.
Groucho, darling. Let's make it a short one.
Okay, consider the engagement off. Not short enough?
Well, as a living example of what takes place when Groucho Marx copes with a very sweet and awfully simple feminine charmer, in this case an overly saccharine southern sweetie pie, whom Groucho is trying to divert from her romantic inclinations toward Rudy Valley, we offer the following.
That'll set us out back 20 years. Joan, you wait here. I'll go out in the veranda and take that swain from Maine away from his Louisiana purchase.
Now that we all are alone, tell me, Rudy, are you my little sugar?
Yes, uh-huh.
Am I your little sugar?
Yes,
Am I your only little sugar?
Yes,
Then that's just like Valley to hoard sugar and use honey. Every time I hear the word sugar, I get a lump in my throat.
Oh, Groucho, come over here. I'd like you to meet my girlfriend, Magnolia Lane.
Ah, Magnolia Lane. I knew your father, Tobacco Road.
Magnolia, this is Groucho Marx.
Oh, Mr. Groucho Marx. The last time I saw one of your pictures, I just laughed myself silly.
So that's how it happened. Valley, would you mind leaving me alone with this flower of the suit? I want to talk to her confidentially.
Certainly, Groucho. I trust you implicitly.
Am I that old?
Who was it you all want to talk to poor little old me about, Mr. Marx?
Magnolia, child, you all has got to go away all and forget all about Rudy Valley all.
That's all, folks.
Why, Mr. Marx? Why?
Cold? I sound like an old crow. I've got the feet. Take your time.
You see, Magnolia, Rudy has promised to another. He and Joan Davis are practically engaged. And that's as good as being married. Come to think of it, it's better.
But Mr. Marks, Rudy assured me that he and Miss Davis are just friends.
He did, eh? I'll have to try something else. Magnolia, this hurts me worse than it does you, but you have a right to know.
Know what?
Rudy Valley is a midget.
But he looks so tall.
Of course, he's standing on his brother's shoulders. Not only that, he's a repulsive midget.
But Rudy has such a handsome face.
That's not Rudy's face. His brother's on top this week. And another thing, you know when Rudy sings on the radio?
Mm-hmm.
That's not his voice at all. Here's a double who sings for him.
Well, I sure am relieved to hear that.
Now, let me tell you something else about Valley. You know that curly hair?
Mm.
Well, he sleeps with a washboard against his head.